Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you'd like to ask a question at that time, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Ms. Aviti Desai, the Product Marketing Manager. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Aviti Desai, and I'm the Product Marketing Manager for IBM Security Solutions. I'm delighted to have the opportunity today to take you through the high-level client-facing deck on IBM Security Solutions that you can use to deliver IBM's perspective on security and our capabilities to our clients. Starting with some housekeeping items first, you will find the URL to the presentation in the invite. If you have not opened it already, this may be a good time to go ahead and open the deck. This deck is consistent with our latest security messaging guide and covers the critical messages of our security portfolio. Also notice that there are a lot of drill-down slides in the backup. The way we designed this deck was to really make it flexible for you so that you can discuss our security solutions at a high level as well as leverage the drill-down slides in the backup for more details as needed. Please move on to slide two. Security is in the news every day. Protecting sensitive business data is a top-of-mind issue and a topic of concern for all of us. Deloitte did a study and found that 89% of the firms have had at least one disclosure of sensitive business data that required some form of public notification. So the question really is, how can you protect and manage sensitive business data and then also prove that your management is effective? During this session, we'll help answer the following questions. Is the smarter planet really secure? What are the security challenges that we are faced with? How should we be thinking about security? Then discuss how IBM Security Solutions can help you and substantiate that by strong proof points and customer success stories. Let's advance to slide three. At IBM, we are seeing change happening on a global scale. We are seeing a lot of new exciting transformation happening. Organizations of all types are making bold investments in new technologies and new processes that really make them more efficient, more agile, and more competitive. So on a global scale, what we are seeing is that our world is literally becoming a smarter planet, a planet that is ubiquitously instrumented, interconnected, and intelligent. Instrumented in that, you will see sensors being embedded almost everywhere, from cars to trains to roads to even water mains. Interconnected in that there will be soon 2 billion people on the Internet and 4 billion mobile subscribers. And to add to that, just an explosion of machine-to-machine communications. Just imagine a world with 1 trillion interconnected people and machines. This instrumentation and interconnection is causing a massive amount of data explosion. There are powerful new systems for analyzing and deriving insight from this data and are providing this world with a whole new generation of intelligence. Intelligence that enables us to run our businesses better, save energy, improve crop yields, and also reduce the impact of natural disasters. This intelligent innovation and all the new possibilities that it brings with it will, however, lead to greater amounts of sensitive data and, therefore, greater security risks and privacy concerns. With increasing numbers of new threats every day and the risks of fraud, there are concerns around protecting this sensitive business data and not only protecting the IT infrastructure, but also protecting the physical infrastructure, the data centers, which might be geographically dispersed. So is a smarter planet really secure? What are the security challenges due to which security today has moved from a nice-to-have to a critical business imperative? Moving on to slide four, IBM has partnered with thousands of clients worldwide to help them secure the infrastructure in such a smarter planet. And what we found is that there are three primary drivers for all security projects: cost, complexity, and compliance. We just talked about a planet getting smarter day by day, and that phenomenon is not going to stop anytime soon. There'll be soon 1 trillion connected devices in this world, And just think about the amount of data that will be collected from these devices. It will be skyrocketing. So how do you really manage that level of complexity? The second important area is cost. Organizations really want to be allocating more and more budget to innovate and are looking for ways to automate, increase efficiency, and cut cost. And the last, which is no surprise, is ensuring compliance. Compliance to not only internal policies, but also thousands of regulations with increasing severe penalties. And don't forget, just the public loss of confidence and trust in an organization that has experienced a front-page news security breach. So when you think about all this, what are the real challenges around these three areas that we see our clients typically dealing with? Moving on to slide 5. Today we see a lot of firms that are looking at emerging technologies such as cloud, virtualization, SOA, Web 2.0, as new delivery mechanisms, which really help them innovate in ways that you cannot even imagine. For example, if you consider virtualization, the benefits of virtualization are huge, and everyone is trying to virtualize their resources in the data center, and definitely for all good business reasons. But there are new risks then which are introduced in such a virtual environment. And the real complexity comes in when an auditor comes asking, what are you doing to ensure that the right people are doing the right thing within a single physical server in a virtualized environment? And the answer that you will typically hear is, we don't know. So where should you really begin? And what are the best practices so that you can securely and confidently adopt these new technologies? Also, just looking at cost, the amount of money that people are spending on security around basic processes and operations is increasing day by day. There was a study, in fact, that Gartner put out, which says that if you look at CIO's IT labor budget, 70 cents of every dollar is just spent on keeping the lights on, and only 30% actually goes into helping the business grow. So when I talk about reducing costs being important for security, it's really not only automating processes, but then also how much cost we incur for just keeping the lights on versus investing in new growth initiatives. What's happening today is that IT departments are being asked to take on more and more responsibilities with either same or lesser budget. Additionally, to deal with security at different levels over time, what has happened is that in a typical IT environment, you'll see numerous security products acquired from different vendors. And this usually means that those products either don't work together, cannot provide an end-to-end view, and won't scale to support an increasing base of users. And lastly is addressing compliance. The public awareness of expensive and high-profile data breaches in the news is really causing all the organizations and governments to focus on compliance. It doesn't take a lot of searching to find examples of respected businesses apparently leaking sensitive information. A recent IT compliance study showed that 87% of the firms had at least 3 disclosures of sensitive business data in the past year. It's therefore becoming increasingly clear and important to establish strong security controls to ensure that you can prove to your auditors that the right people have access to sensitive business assets and therefore minimize the risk of fraud. IBM's vision and research for IT security aligns to all these areas so we can help our clients achieve maximum results. Please move on to slide 6. To effectively implement Smarter Planet initiatives, clients need to be smarter about security also. IBM truly believes that security and privacy should be built into services and systems right from the beginning and not bolted on as an afterthought. They really need to be secure by design. Security needs to be intrinsic to all business processes, product development, and daily operations. This will allow you to securely and safely adopt new forms of technology like cloud computing and also business models like teleworking and outsourcing, therefore allowing you to reduce costs and gain shorter time to market. We work very closely with clients and give them tools to scan, identify, and prioritize web application security risks in pre-production applications to help ensure the development of secure code. IBM itself executes on this philosophy by building security technology into the fabric of hardware, software applications, and the services that we deliver. Let's advance to slide 7. We believe that no other company is really in a better position to partner with you, assess your security needs, provide solutions, and then ensure that those solutions are successfully implemented. IBM has been providing IT security for over 30 years now, since RACF, which set the standard back in 1976. You can leverage our skills backed by thousands of researchers, developers, consultants, and subject matter experts working on security initiatives, coupled with X-Force Research Group, which helps in understanding and remediating threats. We have a ton of practical expertise and best practices to ensure your success, having consulted and implemented thousands of security projects and over 200 security references. We deliver value by understanding the big picture, from security strategy to capabilities and expertise to address your entire IT environment, including mainframes, desktops, networks, and more. IBM has a powerful combination of industry and security expertise, and so we can take our solutions and tailor to your industry-specific challenges. And we have a strong ecosystem with our business partner community that complements and implements our solutions. And we are living this every single day. We are effectively managing and addressing security for over 400,000 employees worldwide. And our services teams manage more than 7 billion security events every single day for our clients. Moving on, slide 8. So how should we be really thinking about security? IBM leverages what we call the security framework as an architecture and an approach to ensure that security across all IT domains is addressed. It starts with really establishing three key foundational elements of security: governance, risk management, and compliance. Governance is really creating rules and policies and processes that need to be followed, but then also ensuring that policies and those processes are in fact being followed. Risk management typically includes defining the risks that need to be addressed in your organization, and then finally demonstrating compliance in a cost-effective manner. Please move on to slide 9. In addition to the foundational elements, there are 5 unique security focus areas that you can use as starting points to address your security challenges. The first being people and identity. This addresses effectively managing identity lifecycle and the rights to access resources. From customers to partners to employees, each user must have the ability to gain access to appropriate data, applications, and systems, while the business must ensure that it can effectively manage multiple user accounts and passwords, control user access, and also remove access when the user no longer has a business need. The second is data and information. This really means protecting your sensitive data and managing access to information along the entire data lifecycle, including data in use, data in motion, and data at rest. Third is application and process. Applications serve as a primary conduit for users to gain access to your sensitive business data. So this is really about secure application design during development to remediate vulnerabilities, block attacks, and also control access. You need to secure your applications by authenticating and authorizing only valid users and protect your web applications from hackers and attacks. Infrastructure, this really includes proactive threat analysis and vulnerability management on your networks, servers, and endpoints. And then finally, protecting your physical infrastructure. You'll notice that most security vendors focus only on one domain and can manage only a portion of total risk. IBM is bringing strong focus and significant investment to provide unparalleled capability to secure your complete business process across your entire IT infrastructure. IBM can not only help you achieve your short-term objectives, but also address your long-term security risk and compliance needs. Please move on to slide 10. To grow your business today and to innovate in different areas, you might be looking at a lot of different projects or activities to start with. You might be considering a virtualized environment for your data center, or perhaps looking to adopt a new service delivery platform like cloud or SOA, or even looking at just reducing costs by being able to quickly provision new users and terminating older users, or securely roll out a new web application and deliver new services through a sales portal. In any scenario, there are three critical questions that the business will be concerned about. Who can come into my business systems? What can they do once they get there? And can I easily prove to my auditors that the right people have access to the right systems? To address those, you may choose to begin at any of the security focus areas that we discussed. And regardless of which area you choose, IBM can provide solutions to help you deliver effective, repeatable, and testable security controls to govern access to your sensitive business assets while lowering IT complexity and cost. So the next time when the auditor comes in, you can easily and cost-effectively demonstrate compliance. If you're interested in learning more about any of these focus areas and our capabilities in detail, we can drill down and discuss it in a little more depth. So for example, if you're interested in people and identity, if you go in the slideshow mode and click on the little icon next to people and identity layer, it will take you to slide 23 in the backup for more information. Please move on to slide 11. Today, IBM is in a unique position in the market as an end-to-end security provider across all five domains. We can address virtually any dimension of a secure infrastructure through an integrated portfolio of security solutions. In addition to hardware and software products that we provide, our professional and managed services help clients develop a strategic approach to their security challenges. Professional services will help in addressing expertise gaps through consulting, which leverages our industry and security expertise, and managed services, which includes SaaS and cloud-based services, help you address skills and staffing gaps. So, for example, if you look at the people and identity layer, so the professional services, managed services, and hardware and software offerings in this space, IBM can help reduce cost and complexity of managing identities by helping you automate the provisioning process, improving the ability to grant access to applications, and also audit and report an activity associated specifically with privileged users. Please move on to slide 12. IBM's job is really to enable our clients to capture the opportunities in front of them while minimizing risk. And we are already delivering on this promise. And featured on this slide and the next slide are just examples of how we're enabling our clients to securely innovate in different industries in each of the focus areas with our products and services. So, for example, if you see people and identity as the right area where you want to begin a project, let's look at how we have Banco Mercantil de Brazil help automate their identity management process. They were able to reduce their help desk calls by 30%. HR managers could create and cancel user accounts in just 2 days versus 7 previously. Employees and consultants now have access only to applications related to their responsibilities. Also, account holders can easily create and change their passwords faster, helping increasing employee productivity and therefore strengthening security. We can discuss the details of the solution and how we help them by going to the drill down slide number 29 in the backup. So in the slideshow mode, if you click on the picture of the bank, it'll take you to slide 29. Please move on to slide 14. We believe that companies that are implementing security based on integrated service management are leading the pack of implementing successful projects. What do we mean by that? Going back to the thought of Smarter Planet, when companies are looking to drive innovation, the services that they build to support the business are built on devices and systems which are instrumented, interconnected, and intelligent. And they could very well span a multitude of classes, all the way from buildings, vehicles, to graphic images, and to even composite applications. In such a scenario, it becomes very important that they are delivered and designed in an integrated fashion, providing visibility, control, and automation. Visibility is so that you know exactly what's happening and you understand the controls that you have in place. The second is control. It's as simple as who is accessing my system, what can they do once they get there, and can I easily prove this to my auditor? So one of the primary needs around IT security is providing those controls with enhanced visibility to better understand what's happening. And finally, automation, so that you can cut costs and also minimize human error. So in summation, you really need to have visibility, control, and automation in place through integrated service management, which is built on best practices from ITIL, COBIT, and ISO 27001. Moving on to slide 15. IBM is recognized as a trusted partner, and you may see here what a few of the security analysts are saying about IBM. When you look at additional analyst reports and vendor comparisons, you'll agree that the security analyst community recognizes IBM as the leader in specific areas such as web access management and even markets such as identity and access management. Recently, IBM was named as the best security company by SC Magazines based on a security leadership and a comprehensive portfolio of security solutions and services. Please move on to slide 16. IBM has an unmatched global and local security presence. When you look at this worldwide view and just read the proof points on the top edge of the slide, it really brings home on how committed IBM is to being a leader in security. And no other vendor can really match our worldwide capabilities and expertise. 3,000 security risk and management patents, 9 security operations centers, managing 8 billion events per day for our clients. All these are tangible proof points that IBM is your trusted partner. Moving on to slide 17. IBM Security is backed by X-Force Research, which is one of the best known commercial research groups in the world. This team provides a foundation for preemptive approach to internet security. IBM X-Force experts research and evaluate vulnerabilities and security issues, and they also develop countermeasure technologies for IBM security products to protect our clients from attacks. The IBM X-Force database is the world's most comprehensive threat and vulnerability database. X-Force also produces reports on threats affecting internet security throughout the year. IBM facilitates the sharing of information across public and private sector to help mitigate cybersecurity risks. We've established the IBM Secure Institute for Advanced Security. It helps all of those involved to not only understand cybersecurity issues, but then also how to mitigate them. and we are able to apply IBM's research, software, and technology expertise to address the cybersecurity challenges today. This is really another great example of IBM's leadership and our ability to boldly address emerging security issues. Moving on to slide 18. IBM funds extensive security research each year, which makes us a visionary in the field of IT security. Here are just examples of some projects that we are working on. We've developed a breakthrough encryption technique called homomorphic encryption. Imagine you're trying to query a search engine, but you're not telling the engine what you're looking for. The future impact of this could be dramatic. By allowing data to be stored anywhere and still keeping it completely safe and secure. IBM is also working on advanced risk calculators with faster data processing rate at 15 to 20 times of today's scale, and mining intelligence from log data to present to the analysts in a meaningful manner. International Association of Privacy Professionals recognized IBM research as one of the top privacy innovators in 2009. Please move on to slide 19. So what actions can you really take after this session? If you already know the security posture of your organization and would like to get additional information on any of the security focus areas, then contact your IBM sales rep or business partner to arrange for a briefing or a demo. If you don't know where to start, then please request a client readiness workshop or leverage the security self-assessment tool. IBM is in a truly best position to be your trusted partner, to help you assess your security needs and provide solutions recognized for leadership, and also ensure that those solutions are successfully implemented. With our depth of skills, X-Force research, thousands of developers, consultants, subject matter experts, we are ready to help your organization start realizing value from your security implementation and help you address cost, complexity, and compliance. Thank you very much for attending. I hope you found this information useful. Can we open up the line for questions?
If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then 1. To withdraw your question, it's star then 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please dial star then 1. And I have no questions at this time.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's call. You may disconnect at this time.